Speaking of great expenditures of tax dollars, remember a few years ago when the accused child rapist, Mayor of Seattle, Ed Murray, he wanted to spend $66,000 to paint 11 crosswalks on Capitol Hill and First Hill in rainbow colors. Well, you may remember, I should have done this as an I told you so, because I said, do all the colors in the rainbow offer the same contrast that just white on asphalt offers? And I said, what happens if somebody's injured or killed in one of these crosswalks? Because the driver didn't see it as well as the reflected white. And everybody said, oh, Monson, you're just looking for trouble where it doesn't exist. Well, the Federal Highway Administration and the US DOT has told the city of Seattle that the crosswalks are statistically far more unsafe than the ones that are maintained by the federal government. The SDOT says their safety performance is phenomenal, the rainbow crosswalks. But it was just a big waste of money. It was making something that's pretty utilitarian and meant just to increase safety for people crossing the street into a social justice symbol, which, of course, is all that we do around here. We don't do things to do well for humans. We do things to feel good, even if it makes things more dangerous. And so the feds have informed them that if Seattle applies for federal funding in an intersection with a multicolored crosswalk, they would ask the city to remove the markings and replace them with standard crosswalk markings. And so, you know, we're trying to decide. We went with the punk ska over the rainbow.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions.
So that was $66,000 well spent there, too. So I have nothing but good news. We had a debate, too, before the show. Nicole wanted the Kermit the Frog version of the Rainbow Connection. I wanted, of course. Here we go.
Let's go on. Who said that wishes would be her?
Karen Carpenter's version.
I know, but Kermit takes it back, man.
Yeah, but Karen Carpenter's voice of an angel. That's the voice of an
angel.
It's
a good
right
version,
there.
I agree.
Yeah, crying out loud.
Glad we went with the punk version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
They used to use that in HBO's Taxi Cab Confessions all the time, which was a show I really enjoyed. Okay, so your tax dollars are hard at work.